You're listening to SBS News.
President Donald Trump has kept up his assaults on those leading impeachment proceedings against him. His main attack reserved for the Democrat leading the probe in Congress, Adam Schiff.
You know, call him Shifty Schiff. We don't call him Shifty Schiff for nothing. He's a shifty, dishonest guy. He can't, you know, there's an expression. He couldn't carry his blank strap. I won't say it because they'll say it was so terrible to say. But that guy couldn't carry his blank strap. Do you understand that? So you're dealing with bad people.
Mr. Trump has threatened the whistleblower who exposed a phone call he had with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a series of fiery tweets and interviews since the impeachment bid was launched. He's repeatedly said he did nothing wrong during the July call, in which he asked Mr. Zelensky to investigate political rival Joe Biden, the former vice president. The request came shortly after the president had frozen nearly $400 million in U.S. aid to Ukraine. When Mr. Zelensky agreed to the request on the call, that aid money was later provided. But despite his confident demeanor, House Democratic leaders are warning the president his words could be an incitement to violence. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says such a reaction could be because he is scared of the inquiry.
The intelligence community recognizes the importance of whistleblowers. Protecting whistleblowers who see wrongdoing of any kind in our government is essential. The president probably doesn't realize how dangerous his statements are when he says he wants to expose who the whistleblower is and those who may have given the whistleblower that information. This is a very serious challenge that the president has put there. It's very sad. I don't see impeachment as a unifying thing for our country. I weighed those equities hard and long till I had the president's admission that he did what he did on that call.
Mr. Schiff, who's receiving the brunt of the president's scathing tweets, has warned the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not to stop diplomatic officials from testifying before congressional committees.
We are deeply concerned about Secretary Pompeo's effort now to potentially interfere with witnesses whose testimony is needed before our committee, many of whom are mentioned in the whistleblower complaint. And we want to make it abundantly clear that any effort by the Secretary, by the President, or anyone else to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress.
He's pledged that House Democrats would do everything in their power to safeguard the whistleblower.
Let's not make any mistake here. The president wants to make this all about the whistleblower and suggest people that come forward with evidence of his wrongdoing are somehow treasonous and should be treated as traitors and spies. This is a blatant effort to intimidate witnesses. It's an incitement to violence. And I would hope, and we are starting to see members of both parties speaking out against attacking this whistleblower or others that have pertinent information.
But Mr. Trump has showed no signs of letting up, continuing to issue robust tweets during that Democrats' news conference. He made further comments when he met with the president of Finland.
Look at all the press that you attract. Do you believe this? That's very impressive.
I guess they are not after me.
Huh? I hope not. You're lucky.
Finnish President Sauli Niinistö told the president he had a great democracy, which Mr. Trump used as another chance to blast the Democrats.
They're the do-nothing Democrats. They don't do any work. All they want to do is try and win the election in 2020. So they come up with this impeachment nonsense, and everyone knows. The conversation, all based on one phone call that I had, where I'm talking to the president of Ukraine. You'll hear from our ambassadors, you'll hear from some of the folks that know all about the call, why the call was set up, and everything else. It's perfect. The call was perfect. In fact, Lindsey Graham said, I didn't know you could be so nice. There was no quid pro quo.
The Democrats will subpoena the White House for documents related to his dealings with Ukraine, citing flagrant disregard of their previous requests for information. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.